Here's a question for you. Do you care who you share a bathroom with? Maybe there are very many people who you would probably rather not share a bathroom with. Well, universities throughout the UK are trying to put an end to segregated bathrooms in favour of unisex toilets. Many campuses are seeing a surge in support to scrap the traditional stick man and woman labels on the doors. Some universities, including Oxford, have already made the move. So is it time for an end to segregated toilets, whether it be in public, in the office, in the factory, wherever you happen to be? Or would you have any reservations about using a unisex toilet? 08459 555 678 is the number to call. Heidi McAlpin and Ant Miller both on the line this morning. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Heidi...
Good morning, Heidi.
Oh, hello, Ant, are
you there? I'm here.
Yes, that's a lot better, yes. So, Heidi, how would you feel about having to maybe share a toilet or a bathroom with Ant there?
Could you rephrase the question? I really don't agree with this sanitary segregation. I would rather have sanitary segregation, should I say, because I don't want to go into a men's toilet. I don't want to go into a toilet where there are also men there, and they're hearing things that are being said, things that are echoing, things that women need to speak to other women about, objects that women need to lend other women at times of panic. Men don't need to be privy to that, and women certainly don't want to see men hanging around the urinals doing what they need to do. So, yeah, let's keep everything separate.
I was kind of assuming maybe that the urinals would have gone, Ant. I'm not sure. Are you?
That's right. Actually, one of the universities... the unisex toilets that's on the list is Staffordshire University, which is where I attend. I'm actually rushing off the line to go there this morning. But it works very well.
Well, just to use the bathroom or for other purposes?
Well, I think I might be doing an exam in the bathroom.
Oh, right, okay.
It's quite possible. The unisex thing works very well. The first time you walk in, you do have that, oh, this is different, and then it's over and it's gone. It's all cubicles. It's a bigger space. And it's all very nicely laid out, and it's all very lovely. And like, society is full of segregation in so many different ways. And the male and female divide, you know, females are constantly fighting for equality, but except for when they want to go to the loo. So are we equal, or do we have exceptions?
And I mean, let's be honest, Ant, we both know, and Heidi, yeah, I hope, doesn't know, that there are many men's toilets which are pretty poor when it comes to maintenance and standards. So did you notice that because they'd become sort of a unisex toilet, that they've been sort of spruced up a bit?
They're lovely. And you walk through the door and there's a wee bit of air freshener comes at you. And the toilets are all nice and clean.
But Anthony, whenever a bloke doesn't use a urinal to do a wee, they're going to splash around the rim. And I have a son and I have a husband, and they do not clean up and wipe up.
And what do you do? You wipe the bowl with a bit of toilet roll.
I
was reared up rightly. But I mean, any time using a public loo, I would always advise giving it a good wipe and then putting a little layer of paper between you and the bowl. I can't believe I'm actually saying this.
I knew there was a reason why Stephen texted me last night at 10 to 10. Now I know. So Heidi, I mean, apart from splashing around the rim and overhearing the gossip, what are the other things on your list of reservations about this?
Well, they are the main ones.
What are you saying in toilets that you don't want people to hear?
Well, it's none of your business, frankly. Right? And it never will be. It's the veil of privacy that we ladies like to keep separate from you men. Okay, and never the twain. It's the same as whenever blokes go out to the pub and I don't know what they're talking about. I don't care to know what they're talking about. And neither are you that interested in what women talk about. And whenever you're in the toilet, I mean, for example, there's a good programme on Channel 4 called First Dates, and they go and they have meals in restaurants, and they often follow people into the toilets, the cameras, to hear them talking to their mates on the phone. So there's a bit of that talk, obviously, where you're talking, well, this is back in the day for me, whenever you were talking about blokes and who do you fancy and who do you not fancy and look at the way he's getting on and all the rest of it. So there's all that, and there's female camaraderie in toilets, which is quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you see, there you go, Ant. You mean Heidi and the girls wouldn't be able to do that if they thought that the bloke they were talking about was in the next cubicle?
Correct.
No, but they get an opportunity to talk to blokes whilst they're in there. So they maybe sit sat at a table with some oddball that they can't wait to get away from, and then meet Prince Charming.
He's washing his hands.
listening to him doing a number two in an echoey chamber. I mean, that's going to put you right off.
Where do we stand on unisex loos? 0845955678. A new low for the Nolan Show. This is an interesting revelation as well, Heidi. So we all now can assume that if the girl disappears off who you've been chatting to, particularly with her mate, she gives her the sort of nod or wink, subtle
move
of her head, that means that they're definitely in there, probably talking about us blokes.
Oh, they're definitely talking about you.
Right.
I mean, well, they might be talking about you.
But someone in the company.
Yes, they could well be, because women love a bit of gossip. I mean, women are multicoloured and men are monochrome. So I imagine, and maybe you can correct me, but when a man goes to the loo, first of all, they don't want to go with another man in tow, because that's what women do. But if they do meet another bloke there, I'm sure they don't say a word to each other. They probably just grunt, acknowledge their presence, perhaps, but probably don't. Whereas women chat to each other.
There's different points of etiquette in men in the bathroom.
You share.
When you're at the urinals, it's eyes forward, mm-hmm. no engagement.
But of course, they're not going to be there. They're not going to be there, Aunt, so we can forget about that. So what's the other etiquette?
But other than that, whenever men are in the... Yes, we do talk, and we do talk about women. And we do, her indoors.
Do we?
You know, or the state of your woman at the bar, or your woman at the bars giving me a bit of the glad eye or whatever. Those conversations do take place. The only time they don't take place is when there's urinals, but we don't have urinals in this scenario, so it's all good.
But do you not miss the urinal, or however
Never. You Never. I detest them. I think they should be banned. If I was somebody and I needed to go for a wee, that whoever owned the house wouldn't come and share the toilet with me. I think it's disgusting that we're expected to line up.
You see all these women going off in pairs to these new unisex toilets. I mean, it's going to be awful crowded in there, isn't it? If yous are all going in crowds, Heidi, in pairs or twos and threes.
But you know what will happen? Women will squeeze themselves into the single cubicle. You know, like how many people can you get into a mini scenario?
Yes.
In the Guinness Book of Records. And I have been back in the day, me and my friend, I mean, women do share single cubicles as well. And you know, one keeps an eye on the lock and the other one goes. And all it's because the queues for the women's toilets, and this is the one thing that probably would stand in the favour of shared toilets, the queues for women's toilets are outrageous. And so I have in the past.
I was going to ask a question.
A man's toilet.
Yes, I was going to ask.
Yes.
You have in a case of an emergency.
Emergency only, but it was horrible.
Gordon's in Ballymoney. Morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
How do you feel about shared toilets, shared loos?
Oh, it's PC gone mad. Wasn't it a woman for a start? To have men coming into the shared space and urinating all over the toilet and then have to hover even more than they normally do. Women's toilets are always a lot cleaner than men's toilets. There's one woman in my work, and I use her toilet at night. There's 30 guys and one woman, and it's a damn sight cleaner than ours. There should be segregation. I don't want to hear one doing her business next to me. Maybe stand at the bar speaking to her next minute. She's in one cubicle, I'm in another. It's just a non-starter. Why would you consider such a thing?
Yeah, Heidi did raise the whole splashing issue, Gordon, to be fair to her.
Yep. You get very self-conscious in a toilet as well. Do you ever go into a toilet and there's no light music, incidental music, and everything's silent? And there's just something biological happens and you just can't go. It would be the same if you knew there was a man in the room, you know, in the communal area of your communal toilets. It would just prevent you from being able to do the do.
Incidental music?
Lift music.
Right, okay. Never noticed that, actually.
Oh, well, maybe you have it in your
rhinos. No, but you see, the whole thing, that's why the likes of our aunt had to rush off, by the way. I'm not sure if he had to go to the loo or if it was the exam. But, you see, he's raised the whole issue. This could raise the bar. This is why maybe he's in favour, because he has seen that this is the only way that we're going to get the standard raised of men's toilets. I mean, you've said, Heidi, you've had experience of them in a couple of emergencies, and they're not always nice places.
Well, your caller's just reinforced what I've already said.
You see?
Men are disgusting and women, you know.
So it's all our fault.
Well, of course. Women take pleasure in a pretty toilet.
See, even in the sports department, the women's toilet's far nicer. They have all nice wee perfumes and all apparently in there. Graham, morning. Morning, Graham.
Good morning.
How are you, Graham?
Not too bad.
How would you feel about a shared bathroom?
I was in a bar in Drenadry and they had a sign up in the toilet. I presume it was in both toilets. And it said, we like to keep these toilets clean and tidy. And they said, gentlemen, please stand closer to the wall. It's shorter than you think. And ladies, please remain seated for the complete performance. Which I thought was quite clever.
So, and they were individual toilets, were they, Graham?
They were individual toilets, yes.
Would you have any concerns about sort of if they decided to knock the wall down and make it all one?
No, I think I'd rather keep it the way it is.
Ah, your man preferred to keep you're with Heidi on this one.
Oh,
excellent.
And yet not,
yes.
Stay apart. The other thing that I don't like is whenever you do have men and women toilets, male and female toilets, and they do those oh-so-amusing signs, but you're not really sure which is male and which is female.
Yes, well, it's not obvious if it's like... There's ones, you know, sort of some old doll with a big hat and all on her head and all this kind of stuff, which are very... Especially when you go away on your holidays sometimes, they take them to new levels of artistic impression.
They're testing also if you know the language as well. So it's let's have a laugh at the foreigner type of thing. And I don't know if you're older. Some older listeners may recall the Chicago Pizza Pie Company back in the day. And whenever that opened up, sadly no longer with us, their toilets were called Elton John and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yes. That's very clever.
I didn't know which one to enter.
I remember...
I had a few sangrias.
I remember, in terms of sending people through the wrong door, I remember Speranza's one night. You remember the door of Speranza's out of the kitchen was down at the end? There was a row of tables on your right-hand side, and it used to go right out to the back of the door of the kitchen. And one of the people with us asked us where the toilets were, and we sent them through the door of the kitchen. And as he walked through, a guy was coming out with a tray with about six meals, and the tray went up in the air, and the place went everywhere. The only positive was that they weren't our meals, so that was good. It always stuck in my mind that. Hope he's not listening, or he now knows.
No.
Anyway, Heidi, lovely to talk to you. And
you.
If you come across any nice unisex toilets, or indeed you come across any nice male toilets in the case of an emergency in a long queue, do get back to us and let us know. And thanks to Graham for bringing us news of those signs at Dunadry.